Torah begins with Eyah Nochi Nusi Lefechem Hayom Brocho Uklawa. So, you know, the Lashon Anochi, as opposed to Ani. Anochi has a certain chashivus to it. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is more than just Ani, and you know, it's like a majestic I. And you have the pasuk in Veschanan, Anochi Omei Ben Hashem Uvenechem Eisehi. So Moshe Rabbeinu is standing between Hashem and Klal Yisrael to give the Aseres Hadibros. So there is a famous Chassidish avort from Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov on page 4, quoted in the Mor v'Shemesh. You know, there's a sefer called Malki Bakodesh, by it's a likut of the Torahs of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov. I remember when the library got to say, there was a librarian here, Rabbi Barish Mandelbaum, Yaakov Dov Mandelbaum. He was a librarian from 1948 to 1998. So we had a close relationship. I wasn't here in 48. I was here many years. And even after the years that he was not able to come to the library, I was one of the people they allowed to come to his daughter's home to visit him. So I remember when that sefer came to the LaU library, Malki Bakodesh, he was very excited. Because he was a Polish person, you know, from Poland. You know, like people speak about the Piasesna, the Eish Kodesh. He saw the Eish Kodesh, you know. People speak about Rav Nachum Zemba. He saw Rav Nachum Zemba. You know, it's a whole different thing. So Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov was one of the great Magidim. So he says over a vort. Remember someone told me that they heard Nachum Aleva would say over this from the Chassidish. So I was wanted to know where it's from. So now you can see where it's from. Rav Yechiel Michal Zlatchov says, "Pasuk Anochi made bein Hashem uveinechem perish sheish haYisraeli machzik ba'atzmo shu meula beis a mile b'Torah or b'avodas Hashem hazayu osem masach mavdil beinol vein kono." So it's Anochi, the Chassidish word is that if you want to bring a machitza and a disparity and a distance between you and God, if you have the midah of Anochi, Anochius, that's going to be cause a rift between you and God, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to be mashra his shechina only on people who are anovim. So Anochi, if that midah is omed beini uveinechem, that's the midah that's going to be mavdil beinol vein kono. Shemi shemachzik atzmo liyesh v'shov v'shuhum v'adrega yeshis as omeid bein perish adover zehu chotzei tu mavdil bein ha'odam l'Hashem Yisbarach. So that's his... Even though it's not the simple pshat of the pasuk, because it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, who's the great onav. But that's the concept of Anochi Omeid Beini Uveinechem. The Anochius is what creates a rift between you and God. And the Mor v'Shemesh quotes it again in this week's parsha, Re'ei Anochi, page 5. Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Brachu Klala. Yishul Dakta Lama Alom Loshon Anochi Lomar Ani. So he says, you're a Lomar from... Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov. Sorry. Yira lo mal derech pochot al pi masha shamati ma'amagid ha-kodesh Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov al posuk Anochi omeid bein Hashem v'neichem shebiuro shemi shemach chashiv etz atzmo v'yesh spirable v'vava lo v'shegil v'eza maila v'limud. Oh, I'm about madrega. I'm such a, you know, reached us by Dreg Masim Tovin all day Zehu also Masach Mavdil Beino Ven Hashem Yisborach Val Yuchal Lasik Minoa Melukusa Zeh Anochi Sha'od Machzik Atzmo Piyesh Zehu Omei Ben Hashem Uveinech. But then he points out another thing. Omna Lo Kol Ha'itim Shavus, not all times are equal. Sha'od Omei Mishpach Sichol Vnei Hashem as im yala alavava loymor mi anochi lageshus vreha melech malchem lachem akadosh baruch hu. As a person could say, in other words, you could use the anova to your detriment. A person could say, who am I? And therefore my tefillah is meaningless, and you know, so that's not good either. So he says, so when you're davening to Hashem, you shouldn't daven with the attitude that my tefillahs are meaningless. He says, So he says, the idea that a person has the anochius, sometimes it's a bracha, sometimes it's a klala. He has to daven. So it'll be a bracha. But if it's, you know, if it's not for a good purpose, it's just for gaiva, then it can bring a klola. So that's re'e anochi. The anochi is that meat of anochius could sometimes be a bracha and sometimes be a klola, depending upon the context that it's used in. And then the same idea we had in last week's parsha. Page 7. So they told us Yaakov Yosef on page 10 says the following: "Bachar tazu tovin kigam ba'anova tzarich lefamim midas beinimis." Anovi also has to have proportions, because if a person could be too much, what Rav Shecht always says from the Tziv, I think, that there's, you know, shiflos is a it's hard to say because these terms are used. Sometimes these terms are. Because a person doesn't believe his davening can bring a shefa bracha. Whereas you realize, though, anything you say, any word that comes out of your mouth, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomer v'shoked al sifsei odom lenoshka, shu omra kisses his lips, shu omra b'tor v'tfila v'chilu rechimu v'av v'yira. Yim yosim v'lov libo b'vadai mizah ha'ish ha'shelo yichzenu rachas v'ziyah shamelch. Because who can be inspired that the king cares so much what he's going to say? And that's what the Gemara says in Gittin, v'nesuso shel Rav Zechariah garav v'churban. Right, if you have improper anivus, and that's the and here on page 13, the Degel Machan Ephraim says, you know, Od Yirmoz al Derech Shemati Shchol Amidos Afil She'enim Tovim. There's some midas that are normally considered good attributes, and there's some midas that are not. Afil She'enim Yachol Lavan Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Ikved Mashicha. Any midas could have a positive. Versus Sota, Beikvus of the Mashiach Chutzpah Yazga. In the time of Mashiach, there's going to be a lot of Chutzpah. Well, that's not a good midah. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, chutzpah fiu klapishmai mahani. There's chutzpah klapishmai that a person says, you know, I have a right to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, so sometimes you have to be a little bit, you know, it's a proportion of when to use it and when not to. You know, people all of them use it improperly. And again, he quotes it again on page 18, the Mor v'Shemesh from the Maggid of Yechiel Michal of Zlatchev. Anochi omed bein Hashem u'beinecha. That the Anochi, that meat of Gaiva, is going to create the rift between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and the Kedushas Levi reiterates the same idea on page 20. Matay so masha molkach shol miimach kiim liyira klal adam sarich lusa anav bechol drachem bechol masav. Hashem etom v'avodos Hashem gam kin ye anav chas v'sholom lo markein. Adrava adam sarich lomar masai shani osem mitzvah Hashem choshuv eitzel abor yitzbarach. In other words, he has to realize what you do, Hashem cares about. Hashem is barach v'yochol yishol tanuk v'na mitzvah shali shani osem. Hashem, ki im chas v'sholom odim ye anav v'mitzvah Hashem, ye ma masai chashuvim al Hashem, zeu kfira. Mamish, he calls it kfira to say such a thing. Adrava v'mitzvahs Hashem tzarech ha'odim liyos lomar masai shani osem rotson Hashem heim chashuvim b'ene ha'borei. Yesh lo tanug Hashem yizbarach v'masai shani osem es mitzvosav yizbarach. And that's what it says, Zesh armuz roseinu shamsod manti islay shamsod mandalay islay. I mean, the persons in Cherem who has gaiva, ispe, gaiva, and shamsod mandalay islay. Because you need shminis shim shminis. Ein shabori yizbarach yesh lo tanug mitzvos b'nei odav ha'odim tzarech lo tanug masha osem nachas ruch ha'bori. Right, that's the famous word from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says the highest madrega is if you do mitzvahs almanas lekabel pras. So isn't that against the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you're not supposed to do almanas lekabel pras. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Ruach Chaim, he says like this: if you're doing it almanas lekabel pras because you want the pras, so in a chanami, that's not a good thing. But if you want to give, like a parent, what does a parent have the greatest pleasure? To give his child something. So the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels a pleasure that he could give us things. So he's wanting to give us things. So if we do mitzvahs and we have in mind the Nachas Ruach that we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll be able to give us Shefa Bracha, so that's a tremendous thing. And that's what he writes here on page 22. Ta Yisrael, ma Hashem olchech ha'shel mi'imach, ma haynu minas ha'nova. Kolom avidin sheyu lecha yiras Hashem osu liyos lecha. Ma Hashem olchech ha'shel mi'imach, Hashem is asking you ha'nova, but ki im lira, but not by yiras shemayim. Kolom avidin sheyu lecha yiras Hashem osu liyos lecha minas ha'nova. What he means is, when it comes to certain inyanim of yiras shemayim, it doesn't mean you should flaunt your Torah or your mitzvahs. It means that when it comes to Yirat Shamayim, you should realize that you're something, and what you do counts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about it. That's what he's saying. And again, that's Re'e Anochi, Rechel Zlasha, the Anochi sometimes can be a bracha, and sometimes can be a klal. If it's used in the right way, it's a bracha. If it's used in the wrong way, it's a klal. And so that's the, you know, I call it Midas Hanochius Larache Kulakari.
Yeah. Like there's a famous word, I'm sure you know it, from one of the Hashiska, you should have like, you know, two, you know, pieces of paper.
Which really Nivra Olam and Anochi Ofer Vafer. Yeah.
Sure.
That's the idea. That's what Rabbi Goldstein is saying from a simple Buddha of Hashiska. You have to have one piece of paper that says Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, and another piece of paper that Bishvili Livra Olam, because you need that balance. You know, very often people just, you know, don't put it in the right, you know, that's why I mentioned last week from the Munkacha, and the Storos L'Hashem L'Kainu V'Hadigilos L'Anu L'Vanenu. that if a person is going to do mitzvahs and flaunt them, then that's not good. But if he's going to be in the staros, he's totally hiding it, and he's never going to show anybody what he's doing, then it's Hashem Elokeinu. Only Hashem will know about it. But if you want that people should learn from you, then it has to be niglos a little bit. Lanu levaneinu, ad olam. So it's a fine line to, to know when the Anochi is a bracha and when the Anochi is a klala. But that's the pasuk Anochi omeid ben Hashem uveinechem. The Anochi is what creates the rift, the gap between Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Hashem and man. So that's what we have to realize and realize the chashivas of a person, etc. And with that idea that you could prosper. I always like to say over from the some of their Levarim, the Satmar Rebbe, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that one of the nisim that happened in the Mikdash was Lo Kavu Hakishamim Satzei Hamaracha. The Mizbech was outdoors, right? So you think if one day it would rain a lot, it would put out the fire. And it never put out the fire. So, okay, so that's the Pashem Prat is the Pashem Prat. But the Lev Aaron writes, he says, the fire represents Islavus. You know, you could do something, you could... Mayim represents Anova, because Mayim goes Mokum Gavol, Mokum Novach. So sometimes a person could feel Anova, especially when he's in the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the Gilei Shechina, and that could paralyze him, not to want to produce and create and be Omer Hashem. So in the Mikdash, there was such a Gilei Shechina, there was a lot of Anova, but that Anova never took away the Eish, the Slavas for the people to service HaKadosh Baruch. So that's the balance of the Anochi, Nosim Lefnechem Hayom Brucho Klola, and that we always have to keep in mind. Okay, thank you for coming.